Being that we celebrate today the Our Lady on Saturdays, and being that yesterday was the feast of the mother of Our Lady, St. Anne, I wanted to talk a little bit about the story of St. Anne's life. St. Anne oftentimes is a bit overshadowed, even though we all know who she is, even though we all know the importance of her as the grandmother of our Lord. At the same time, because of our devotion to Our Lady, at times we can oftentimes forget about St. Anne, and it's not out of any kind of fault or malice or anything like that. It's that she humbly takes that step back, but in her own right, she was a magnificent edification for everyone to see when we see her life story and how everything of the divine plan came to fruition, because it was all a true trust in divine providence. St. Anne, for her sake, she was a pious, devoted woman all her life long, as was her husband, St. Joachim. They themselves, they lived their whole lives in service of God. They lived their whole lives in following the laws of that were laid down for the Jewish religion. They lived their whole lives in prayer and doing whatever it was that God wished of them. And yet this one great trial stood before them. There they were married, they were devoted to each other, devoted to our Lord, and yet they were childless. And at that time, it was often that those who were without a child were looked down upon from the temple, from the Pharisees and the men of the temple and the higher standing members of the Jewish community. Why? It wasn't out of any sort of true righteousness, but it was one out of based in superstition. It was one that was based in a haughtiness and a pride for their part, and that they looked at it as that they knew the mindset of God and they were the judges of all those around them. Because they looked and decided for themselves that if somebody was not blessed with children, and therefore they must be cursed by God, they must have done something horribly wrong in their lives. Never was it based in truth. In fact, it was the opposite, because they, while having children, they themselves were wicked and cold of heart. And so, as it went on, people looked at this couple, and they looked down upon them in kind of a deriding way, or in a way of just really holding them as a lower class couple. And yet, it never wavered the faith of either Joachim or St. Anne. And finally, St. Anne, in all of her dying desire to have a child, she went to the temple and prayed, and she knelt down and she prayed, and she told our Lord that if he were to grant this one desire of hers, if he were to see fit that she would carry a child, she would immediately return that child back to him to be in his service all of that child's life. And St. Joachim, for his part, he decided, you know, I'm going to do my part and offer sacrifice at the temple for that same intention. And so he gathered all of his things together that he needed for the long journey into Jerusalem and began to set out on foot, carried on all the way to the temple. And he got there, and he purchased the two turtle doves that he could afford to have them sacrificed in the temple, and he brought them to the high priest. And he said, to offer this for this intention, his wife may have a child, and Anne at that point being advanced in years, it was going to truly take a divine action. Well, the priest knew him. He had known Joachim's reputation, and despite the fact that all externals showed him to be a pious man, the priest thought he knew better, that it must be cursed. He mocked him and turned him away from the temple in front of all to see. Turned him away shamefully and told him to get out, that he was not going to offer the sacrifice Joachim asked for at the temple of God, because God has already turned away from Joachim's prayers. What a horrible scene when we really think about it. What a horrible action a man could do, a man that's supposed to be the the representative of God to offer the sacrifice, the high priest there. But Strogum went from the temple. He didn't know what to do. He was totally at a loss at this point. He was, he felt for himself as the man of the house that perhaps he had let his wife down. He had one duty that he could do, one last thing he could do to help her in this situation. That was to offer sacrifice to God at the temple. He couldn't even do that. He was turned away and mocked. And so he sat himself underneath a tree, and he didn't know whether or not he could even return back home because he was so ashamed and so afraid to face his wife in that realization of what had happened. And so he knelt there under the tree, and he prayed. Well, at the same time, to Anne, all the way back to their house, she was missing her husband. And she, too, longed to see him again. And she prayed to God at the exact same time as Saint Joachim. And during their prayers, each individually, an angel appeared to them and told them that God has indeed heard their supplications and that he will answer their prayers. And that they need to go before the gate to the city of Jerusalem, and there they will find each other, and then they can return home, and God would grant them a child. Well, that's what happened. Joachim, on that day that the angel told him to, went over to the city gate, and walking up the road was St. Anne, who had journeyed the long distance herself now from her home. And sure enough, they shared the story of what the angel had told each one of them, how the angel had individually and separately told them to meet at a certain time and a certain day at that very gate outside the city, and that with full renewed confidence in the promise that God was giving to them, they returned home soon after, miraculously, St. Anne conceived, and it was to be Our Lady. She was to be the mother of the vessel of Christ. She was to be the one who got the divine plan of redemption started by having the mother of Christ be her own daughter. But in faithfulness to her word, and also not knowing what that ultimate plan was, just knowing now she had a child, she raised the baby up, and once it was free from having to be nursed, she returned back to Jerusalem, the city, as she had promised, and brought the small child Mary to the temple and rededicated her back to God, her only child, promised back to the service of God for the rest of her life. Well, what better service could have been rendered than that which Our Lady did, to become the Mother of Christ, to become the gateway of heaven to earth, and to become the start of redemption? It all began because St. Anne and St. Joachim, two humble servants of God, prayed unceasingly for year after year after year, prayed with full confidence without having seen any results for such a long period of time, never wavered in their confidence. Joachim, even when he was turned away from the temple, he didn't doubt that God could hear his prayer and that he would hear his prayer and he would answer it as he saw fit, and whatever the divine plan was, he was fully resigned to it. And for all of her loneliness as Joachim was away for so long, she didn't doubt that something of this was part of the divine plan. He never questioned God in all of that. They prayed with confidence all the way to the end. And it's because of that that the prayer was ultimately answered. It's because they didn't wait for their own time frame or look after their own method to which it would come to fruition, but trusted providence above all else, that it was indeed granted to them. And what a great granting it was. Their one child, the only human, purely human child born without original sin, the only person chosen to bring heaven united to earth, her flesh united to the soul of God to make the man God. What a beautiful, beautiful scene. All because two people prayed and trusted in their prayers. That is the beautiful lesson we get from St. Anne's life, that one that we can each apply to our own life, to our own circumstances, to our own hardships, to our own intentions in our prayers. No matter how hard or long it seems to go, we know that if we pray unceasingly and we trust that in God's good time, He hears them and answers them as He sees fit, that we never worry about what will come to us, and we know the answer will be there when we need it most. And God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.